episode 38, Multitasking, Myth or Truth.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you? I'm so glad you are back. Oh, okay, we have to take care of a couple things. I don't want to forget the AIM challenge is happening. It's happening this Sunday, January 25th. Now, you want to go to createyournow.com or check the show notes to sign up. Remember, this is all free, and it's a chance for me to get to know you more, and that's just, that totally excites me. It thrills my soul. It really does. It's free. It's a seven-day challenge, and as you know, this is just going to be 7 minutes a day workouts that come directly to your email. It's something that's very simple that you all will have a chance to just really enjoy and do. You get inspiration from me, a private Facebook group, lots and lots of kisses. Remember our kisses, keep it simple strategies, easy solutions for your mind, body, and spirit. So it's fantastic. And there'll be surprises along the way. So truly sign up, createyournow.com. There's a link there. The AIM challenge, action ignites motivation. It's time for you to take action. So do it. If you're driving right now, make a mental note to yourself. I've got to do this. Take some action on who you are and bettering yourself and taking time for you. It's 7 minutes, 7 free minutes that you can give to you. All right. Okay. So enough about AIM, action ignites motivation. I want to ignite you. You. I've been thinking about this because, sometimes we get caught up. Well, I say this a lot. We do. We are bombarded with the busyness and the chaos of life, and things just get away from us. And we kind of throw out words, and one of those words is multitasking. And so today, that's really what I want to talk about, multitasking, myth or truth. Now, mind you, we are not going to go in deep detail with this. We're just going to kind of skim the surface, okay? Because this is going to lead into a lot more things later on as we go through the podcast and really getting you to think who you are, to rediscover, to rejuvenate and renew who you are. Maybe you've lost yourself and you're like, well, yep, I'm that soccer mom. And that soccer mom's going, but I'm missing something. I don't know what it is, but I don't feel right. I feel like that I don't know, a piece of me is missing and I don't have the answer. Well, we're going to just kind of begin to start unveiling the onion and pulling back each layer and digging deeper, okay, to figure out really who you are. Who are you? Is multitasking a myth or truth? Well, you know, in thinking about all of this, I was like, well, what better way than to start with the definition? Yes, as you all know, I do like to look up basic definitions, and I think it's fascinating. Multitasking, to work at several different tasks simultaneously. Okay. Another one was work at two or more tasks simultaneously at the same time. Okay. Now, if you want to argue that you can brush your teeth and raise your leg at the same time, and even be saying a prayer, let's see, that's three things right there. And four if you're breathing, right? Okay, four things. So are you multitasking? So is that a myth or truth? Well, that's a really good question. I want to pull back and I want you to think of it as this. You know how there's always the latest and the greatest thing out there, that fad, we call them fads. And you see that a lot in the fitness and diet industry, you know, oh, the magic pill, or, oh, if you just get this contraption, you're going to drop 20 pounds in 10 days, guaranteed. You all have seen all of those, okay? It's the latest and the greatest. Well, is multitasking the same way? Is it the latest and greatest word? I kind of look at it too as when we say hello, and we ask, how are you? And people respond, I'm busy. Well, is that the newest, latest, and greatest way to say hello, how are you, is I'm busy? Seriously, I mean, what do you do? What do you say when your friends, and I'm talking just your friends, I'm not even talking about a stranger, because strangers, you're like, oh yeah. Because you don't even acknowledge them because you're stuck on your phone and you're in la-la land somewhere. There's no eye contact happening. So multitasking, myth or truth? So when you look at all of this, I guess my thing is we have five senses. We've got seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, and smell. Okay? All those areas which require eyes, ears, mouth, body, and nose, okay? And the touching could be hands or whatever, but you can feel with your feet. So I say body because you can brush up against somebody with your shoulder, okay? So if you guys are really stuck into definitions, I'm giving just kind of the overall thing, okay? So we have those five senses. Well, within the five senses, think about what we use when we quote unquote multitask, okay? Look at your schedule. Maybe you have a job and you have this plan for the day that you've got these five things that have to be done today. And you go into work all geared up, ready to work. And next thing you know, your boss comes in, the one who's paying you, and says, you know what, Sue? I need you to get this report done for me. I need this done, and you can pull it off. Plus, you need to edit this. And then maybe if you have time, I need this done. And I will need it all done before you leave today. And you're sitting there going, none of them match my five things over here. Now what am I supposed to do? Multitask, myth, or truth? You are ready to be cooking dinner. Family's starting to come home. You know, activities are done. Things are getting kind of chaotic in the household. You got homework to do. You've got dinner to prepare. You've got to prepare for tomorrow, okay? There's games and activities that are happening tomorrow, so you have to make sure you get that done. Plus, on top of that, you've got to pay a couple bills that are due, and you want to drop those off on your way to work. So you're sitting there going, okay, I'm cooking here and I'm stirring my stew. And wait, but I've got to write this check too. And you're helping your son read over here and get his homework done. Multitasking, myth or truth? Just talking about it, just thinking about it exhausts me. Sometimes we get so trapped up in the latest and greatest, and our latest and greatest is, I am the best multitasker ever. When somebody says, hey, can you do something for me? And you're like, oh, I am so busy, but you know what? I have time for you. Yes. And you just, oh, you're the most awesome person there is because you are so busy, yet you still said yes to this person that you can help them. Oh, but wait, I need help with this. You know what? I am so busy. I really don't have time. The easiest way to say no. Multitask, myth, or truth? Do you find yourself caught in the fad? Do you find yourself that you're kind of burning the candle at both ends because you think that's what you're supposed to be doing? You see, there's only one of you, sweetie. There's only one of you. And you have been created to care for the people around you, but only you can do it. Multitask, myth, or truth? Sometimes our definitions kind of screw with our mind. And when I was looking at multitasking, and I use that. In fact, my son, oddly enough, my youngest, he's 10, and he came up out of the blue. I don't even know where this came from. But he just said, oh, actually, I do know. Okay, so I was on the phone. I have to remember. Too many stories to tell. I was on the phone, and I had my earpiece in. So he did not know I was talking on the phone, and I was quiet. I was listening on the other end. So he comes bebopping in the room, and I put my finger out to say, and then I put it up like the banana style of I'm holding a phone. Like, mom's on the phone. Hold on a minute. And then I was still talking on the phone, and then I quietly muted the phone, and I told him, I said, yes. And he goes, I know, mom, you're a great multitasker. I have a quick question. And I about died laughing. This 10-year-old is telling me I am a great multitasker. Okay. So I just, you know, it boggles my mind. The greatest and latest fad. Are you kind of swamped within that? Are you consumed by being the latest and the greatest fad? The multitasker? I'm busy? Yeah. So this is my challenge for you. I want you to switch and think about a new word. And that new word is flexible. Flexibility. And you're like, what? Flexibility? How do you want me to think about flexibility? Well, first, let's start with the definition. The definition, capable of bending easily without breaking. When you're multitasking in your definition, do you feel at times that you're about to burst at the seams, not with joy, but with frustration, with anger, with an attitude of, gosh darn it, if I have one more thing to do and I get one more interruption, I'm just going to, you fill in the blank. But if you stop for a moment, and instead of looking at multitasking and looking at it from the aspect of flexibility, able to be easily modified to respond to altered circumstances or conditions. Whew, I can breathe. Let's see. Can I easily modify my circumstances and conditions? Maybe I can change my response as to the situation at hand. Maybe I can be more flexible in what I'm doing. Think about it as a piece of spaghetti. You know, spaghetti itself is a noodle. It's hard. Okay, not as hard as a rock because it does break. But it's hard. And if you go to bend it before it's cooked, uncooked spaghetti, what happens? Eventually it what? It pops. It cracks. It breaks. And sometimes into pieces. Multitasking, myth or truth? Yet when you cook that spaghetti and you put it in the hot boiling water and you add the right seasoning to it, your favorite salts, it starts to become bendable, flexible. It can respond a little bit easier. It fits on the fork nice. It can be rolled on a spoon so cutely. It can be cut with a knife. Multitasking, myth or truth? Again, are you caught up in the latest and greatest fad? The latest and greatest as to what's out there? Or are you really looking at what do I need? My shoes that I fill. Where does it work with my five senses? Because only I can fill my shoes. Only I know what works for me. That's my challenge for you. That's the kiss. The kiss is asking some tough questions to begin to dive deeper into how you are setting up your schedule. How do you look at your job? How do you look at the way you serve your family? How do you look at your volunteer time? Multitasking, myth or truth? So you say, okay, Christiane, so you want to challenge me. You want me to dig deeper. So what are those questions? Well, here's one. How does flexibility give you freedom? Multitasking, myth or truth? We get trapped in it. We get consumed by it. Sometimes we get even an adrenaline rush because, again, it's the latest and greatest. Flexibility, how does it offer freedom to you? How does it bring relaxation about? How does it give you a condition to be able to respond to things that are oops in our life? Yeah, we get a lot of those as moms. We get a lot of those as dads. Dagnabbit, doesn't matter who you are, there are always oops in life. The other question, how does it move you in a different direction? Yeah. Multitasking, myth or truth? Are you trapped? Are you consumed? Or does flexibility begin to open a door to where maybe it's a different opportunity, one that you never had thought of, but because you were open to it, you were flexible, you weren't consumed by the latest and greatest, Multitasking, myth or truth? Flexibility, a new definition. How do you want your life to be? How do you want your senses to be within your life as you're leading it? Only you can live your life. Only you can make the decisions for you and your family, for the people that you love. You have to discern what works for you. And if that's the latest and the greatest, exhaustion may just be around the corner and breaking may come faster than you know it. And you may find yourself in a deeper hole than where you really wanted to be. Flexibility, a different word, a brighter definition that gives you freedom possibly, that gives you more direction because it offers that freedom. So you say, huh, I'm confused. Good. That's it. You need to challenge yourself sometimes and challenge yourself going, yes, I knew there was something here. I call myself a multitasker. I know I can do it. I think I'm great at it. But what really is it? Is it multitasking? Or is it really that you're being flexible, that you can do two or three things at the same time? And you know what? There'll be times that you can't. But having that flexibility doesn't mean that you have to do two or three things at the same time. Because sometimes we just need to do one thing at a time. And creating that flexibility gives us that freedom. So I ask you again, multitasking, myth or truth? What's your definition? Write me. I want to hear from you. Your best selfie at createyournow.com. I want to hear your thoughts, your perspectives. This is really just the beginning of a discussion that I think we could dig so much deeper. But the question is how does it fit you? Multitasking, flexibility, which suits you? Which definition do you prefer? I love you all. Go out with that challenge. Lots of kisses, and I can't wait to see you on the other side. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.